And what it was formed for was to be strong. It wasn't, the federal government wasn't formed to be a dictator over all the states. It was formed for a unity of, for defense purposes. And that is the first responsibility of the federal government, to defend the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Then when they come up with something good that will be a defense weapon, what do? We meet the mouth around about it and wonder what Russia's going to say about it. We shouldn't care. Russia don't care what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the bomber that they've spent so much money on, President of the United States. One man says, no, we're not going to build that. We need that to support these people that won't work. We need that to support these people that won't work. All right, look at the jobs that he cut out. On one side of his mouth, he says, we're going to employ the people.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of his mouth, he said, we're going to do away with the jobs of that, just like that bomber. Done away with 30,000 jobs. 30,000 people are going to be out of work because they're not going to build that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take that money and feed these people that won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of these programs are good, but they ought to be put for what they're intended for. People that can't help themselves, I believe in helping.
Mm-hmm.
But these folks that just won't work, and soup lines, and get out and burn down everything that's around them because they think that. The government owes them something.
Mm-hmm.
Government don't owe me nothing.
Mm-mm.
Government don't owe me nothing. But our government's headed in the wrong direction. I just can't understand what's going to happen to the next, in a few generations from now. All right, just like the soldiers of World War I, Herbert Hoover vetoed they was going to pay them some money. And Herbert Hoover vetoed it. He says, why did it break the United States Treasury?
Mm-hmm.
It breaks the government. Because we can't pay that bonus to them. All right? Those were men that defended the country. Well, then now they don't never consider what it'll do to the Treasury. It don't make no difference where a man's ever paid a nickel tax or what. We'll feed him if he won't work.
That's terrible, isn't it?
We'll feed him if he won't work. I don't know what's to come of it. I tell you, 2 or 3% of the people working, and the tax burden is something awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is if you and your husband work. What could you do with the money that you had to pay the government?
An awful lot, because it's about...
Do you own your own home?
No.
You could buy it in a few years, though, with that money, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Or like my son. He'd like to never, bought his own home. College graduate, working, mm-hmm. paying the government a couple of $1,000s a year that he could be buying him a home with.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to give that money to support somebody that won't work. You have to do the same thing, you and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the ball bounces right now. That's the way our government's headed. The man that can put the biggest chicken in, promise you the biggest chicken in the pot, he's the man they elect. The one that's going to give you something.